welcome to Health Naturally with me, Tash Vassell. It's lovely to have you with me this evening. On tonight's show, our thought for the day centers on reality creation and the power that our choices have. We are then led into a gentle meditation which will set you up for the week ahead. In our discussion today, we are looking at minerals, their uses, their benefits, and where to find them. Now, please remember, if you would like to make some notes, it would be good to get a pen and paper handy now. If you have any questions, queries, or comments, or anything we discuss on the show affects you personally, please remember to get in touch.
Contact us here at Radio Way. Call 01932 87 44 33. Email studio@radioway.co.uk. Press call Radio Way on your Hospicom unit or visit our website www.radioway.co.uk.
Our thought for the day centres on reality creation and the choices we make. We are what we choose to be. Just ponder those thoughts for a few moments. I was in a grocery store the other day, and there was a young woman at the checkout stand beside me. She wore dirty clothes and needed her hair washed and had a cigarette hanging out of her mouth. All of a sudden, she turned in my direction and I saw her face. I almost started to cry. Her face was truly frightful. Years of bitterness and resentment were written there. Years of anger and hurt. Years of being unloved and uncared for. And out of her mouth were words of anger as she spoke to her small child. She must have been in her 30s, but she looked so much older. The hatred had done its job. The bitterness had robbed this woman of her youth. She chose what she was going to be. Attitude has a powerful impact on our physical bodies. The thoughts we have held and the words we have used have created the person we are right now. So it only stands to reason that if we change our thoughts and our words, we can be transformed into an entirely different person. And let's face it, some of us need some transformation. It doesn't matter how long we have held onto the anger, lack of forgiveness, self-hatred, pity, resentment, ungratefulness, whatever, we can change because we can change our thought patterns. We are what we choose to be. When someone hurts us, we react and we don't forgive. We hold on to hurt. Poor me, and nobody really understands. The truth is, nobody really cares. We are choosing what we are to become. I have a friend, she is 35 years old, whose mother died of breast cancer. My friend constantly worries and fretted about developing the disease herself. She went for checkups twice a year, sometimes more. She constantly talked about it, was always a reading up on it. What causes it? What cures it? I finally told her, "You are going to get this disease for no other reason than your obsession with it." This friend of mine was sadly diagnosed with breast cancer a few weeks ago. We go where our thoughts take us. I remember one client who had been on thyroid medication for almost 20 years. She was a willing converter, something I don't see a lot of. She changed her diet completely, exercised every day, spent each afternoon receiving the healing benefits of sunshine. She juiced, she supplemented, she did everything right as far as diet and lifestyle change goes. Did it help? No. Finally, I had a talk with her about the emotions behind the thyroid problems, the long-standing anger. Her response was, "How did you know?" This client was carrying around 20 years' worth of anger and bitterness towards her deceased mother. She had been abused as a child and never felt the love from the woman who gave her life. When she realized this, she could begin the steps towards forgiving. Her mother wasn't being hurt by her emotions, she was. As she forgave, the healing truly began. We are what we choose to be. Choose to be happy. Choose not to let the cares of this world bring you down. Choose to do something nice for somebody today. Tell your children how special they are. Tell them how much you love them. Thank God every day for your many blessings. Don't live a life of negatives when you can enjoy a life full of positives. Always see the glass as half full, not empty. And remember, we are what we choose to be. And now some time for quiet reflection. Here with Tash on Radio Way. It's now time for your meditation. This is called the Witness Meditation, and the purpose of this meditation is to develop an objective awareness of yourself so you don't become caught in the dramas that are created by your mind. It allows you to experience an inner spaciousness where you can see clearly. Start by finding a comfortable place to sit or to lie down. Take a deep breath and spend a few moments concentrating on settling your body and your breathing pattern. Remember to breathe in deeply and to exhale. Focus on this deep breathing through the entire meditation. Now become aware of your body. Move your mind through your body, slowly noticing each part, starting with your toes, your feet, your legs, your knees, your thighs, and your buttocks. Moving through your back. Then observe your pelvis, your abdomen, your chest. Take a deep breath and observe how your chest rises and falls with each breath. Then be aware of your fingers, your hands, your arms, your elbows, your shoulders, your neck, your jaw, your mouth, your nose, your eyes, your ears, and your head. Be conscious of your entire body. Remember to focus on your breathing, inhaling deeply, filling your lungs to capacity and exhaling, releasing any stress and tension. Observe the air as it comes into your body, how your body moves as it breathes, and the way the air leaves. Be aware of the pause between breaths. Notice the temperature and the quality of your breaths. Watch this for a few minutes. Now become aware of your thinking. Allow your thoughts to roam freely, without judgment. Good or bad is unimportant. Just observe. See how your thoughts come and go. Notice how one thought leads to another. Become a witness to the processes of your mind. And in this way, you are able to control your mind and not let it control you. You can become proactive and not reactive. Note what happens as you pay attention to your thoughts. Now send your awareness out into the room that you are sitting or lying in, and then into the street and further away until you can see a mile away in your mind's eye. Externalize your awareness. Be aware of all those sounds around you, but don't focus on any particular one. Just notice the sounds of life. Become aware of the world around you. Observe this for a few moments and remember to continue breathing deeply in and out. In and out. That's it. And you're feeling good. You're feeling peaceful. You're feeling calm. And you're feeling very centered. A good feeling to take with you into the week ahead. Now bring back your awareness back to the breath flowing in and out of your nostrils. Become conscious of your physical body and its contact with the seat, the floor, or the bed beneath you. Take a deep breath and let it go. As you become more conscious, you can gently stretch out and allow yourself to be present in the here and now. Well, folks, I hope you enjoyed that. That concludes the meditation for this week. And after the break, we're going to be talking about minerals, what food contains them, what they are, and what their benefits are for you. Here with Tash Vinsale on Health Naturally, I'm now going to introduce you to the minerals that are essential for a healthy diet. Just a note again, I am going to mention some deficiencies. So if you feel that you're experiencing any of these, and although a multivitamin and mineral would obviously help you, it would be a good idea to have any symptoms checked out with your local doctor or your local medical professional. First mineral I want to talk about this evening is calcium. Calcium promotes a healthy heart, blood clotting, promotes healthy nerves, contracts muscles, improves skin, bone, and teeth health, relieves aching muscles and bones, maintains the correct acid-alkaline balance, reduces menstrual cramps and tremors. Deficiency signs will manifest as muscle cramps or tremors, insomnia or nervousness, joint pain or arthritis, tooth decay, and high blood pressure. Your best food sources will include Swiss cheese, cheddar cheese, almonds, brewer's yeast, parsley, corn tortillas, globe artichokes, prunes, pumpkin seeds, cooked dried beans, cabbage, and winter wheat. Now, in terms of supplementation, calcium is reasonably well absorbed in many forms. The best forms of calcium to supplement with are calcium amino acid chelate or citrate, which are approximately twice as well absorbed as calcium carbonate. It also works well in a mineral complex which contains magnesium and boron, which is quite a popular supplement for ladies who are going through menopause. Our next nutrient is chromium. And chromium plays a very important part in your glucose tolerant factor. So it balances out blood sugar and also helps normalize hunger and reduce cravings. It improves lifespan and helps protect DNA and RNA and is very important for heart function. For those of you who have diabetes or have had blood sugar issues, chromium is definitely something to consider supplementing because it has great beneficial activity on your blood sugar level. Your deficiency signs will include excessive cold sweats, dizziness or irritability after 6 hours without food, the need for frequent meals, cold hands, the need for excessive sleep or drowsiness during the day, excessive thirst, and being addicted to sweet foods. Your best source in terms of food will be brewer's yeast, wholemeal bread, rye bread, oysters, potatoes, wheat germ, green peppers, eggs, chicken, apples, butter, parsnips, cornmeal, lamb, and Swiss cheese. Your best supplement will be chromium polynicotinate or picolinate. Now moving on to iron. And iron is also very important because it plays a very important role in oxygen transport in your blood. It's also the component of enzymes vital for energy production. Your deficiency signs here will include anemia, pale skin, sore tongue, fatigue, listlessness, a loss of appetite, nausea, and a sensitivity to cold. Your best food sources will include pumpkin seeds, parsley, almonds, prunes, cashew nuts, raisins, Brazil nuts, walnuts, dates, pork, cooked dried beans, sesame seeds, and pecanuts. Again, in terms of supplementation, you can take an amino acid chelated iron, which is 3 times more absorbable than iron sulfate or iron oxide. What helps the absorption is vitamin C, vitamin E, and calcium. And usually you'll find that in a multivitamin, iron will be present, or if you do get iron on its own, it will have nutrient helpers, which will help absorption as well. The next mineral is magnesium. Now, magnesium strengthens your bones and teeth. It also promotes healthy muscles by helping them to relax. And so it's very important for PMS. It's also important for heart muscles and the nervous system. It's essential for energy production, and it's involved as a cofactor in many enzymes in the body. Now, your deficiency signs will include things like muscle tremors or spasms, muscle weakness, insomnia or nervousness, high blood pressure, irregular heartbeat, constipation or convulsions, hyperactivity, depression and confusion, a lack of appetite, calcium, which is deposited in the soft tissue, for example, kidney stones. So those are things to be watching out for. Your best food sources here include wheat germ, almonds, cashew nuts, brewer's yeast, buckwheat flour, Brazil nuts, peanuts, pecanuts, cooked beans, garlic, raisins, green peas, and potato skin, as well as crab meat. Now, if you're looking again at supplementing, an amino acid chelate or citrate are twice as well absorbed as magnesium carbonate or sulfate. Once again, the vitamin helpers to help assimilate magnesium include B1, B6, vitamin C, vitamin D, zinc, calcium, as well as phosphorus. Once again, you can actually get these combinations. You just need to speak to your health store provider and they will be able to source that for you. And the next mineral we're going to be talking about is manganese. Manganese helps form healthy bones, cartilage, tissues, and nerves. It activates more than 20 enzymes, including an antioxidant enzyme system. It stabilizes blood sugar, promotes healthy DNA and RNA. It's essential for the reproduction and red blood cell synthesis. It's important for insulin production, and it reduces cell damage. It is also required for brain functioning. Your deficiencies will manifest as muscle twitches, childhood growing pains, dizziness or a poor sense of balance, fits, convulsions, sore knees, and joint pain. Your best food sources here will include things like watercress, pineapple, okra, endive, blackberries, raspberries, lettuce, grapes, lima beans, strawberries, oats, beetroot, and celery. In terms of supplementation, again, an amino acid chelate will be most useful, your manganese citrate or gluconate. The vitamin helpers are going to be zinc, vitamin E, B1, C, and K. Once again, you'll get a complex that will be balanced in terms of formulation. Our next mineral is molybdenum. And it's a funny old name, that, but this mineral helps rid the body of protein breakdown products, for example, uric acid. It strengthens teeth and may help reduce the risk of dental caries, detoxifies the body from free radicals, petrochemicals, and sulfites. So it's really important to have this. The deficiency signs will manifest in various ways, although they're not strictly known unless copper or sulfate interferes with its utilizations. Animals show signs of breathing difficulties and neurological disorders where there is a deficiency of this mineral. Your best food sources are tomato, wheat germ, pork, lamb, lentils, and beans. We don't recommend supplementing this because you're going to get more than sufficient levels in your diet. Phosphorus is our next mineral, and phosphorus forms and maintains bone and teeth, and it's needed for milk secretion. It builds muscle tissue. It's a component of DNA and RNA. It helps maintain the body pH. It also aids metabolism and energy production. Your deficiencies here are unlikely since it's present in almost every single food group. It may occur with long-term antacid use, though, or with stresses such as a bone fracture, and signs include a general weakness, a loss of appetite, and bone pain, rickets, and osteomalacia. In terms of foods, it's present in all foods, so you don't really need to supplement with this. If you do want to supplement, you can have calcium phosphate, lecithin, and monosodium phosphate. Our next mineral is potassium. Now, potassium enables nutrients to move into and waste products to move out of cells. It promotes healthy nerves and muscles, maintains fluid balance in the body, relaxes muscles, helps secrete insulin for blood sugar control and to produce a constant level of energy. It's involved in metabolism, it maintains heart functioning and stimulates the gut movements to encourage proper elimination. Your deficiency signs here will include a rapid, irregular heartbeat, muscle weakness, pins and needles, irritability, nausea and vomiting, diarrhea, a swollen abdomen, cellulite, low blood pressure resulting from an imbalance of potassium and sodium ratio, confusion and mental apathy. Our best food sources here are endive, cabbage, celery, parsley, courgette, radishes, cauliflower, mushrooms, pumpkin, and molasses. Your best supplement here is potassium gluconate or chloride, which is slow-releasing potassium. You can also use seaweed or brewer's yeast. Your minerals that will actually help absorption is magnesium, because magnesium helps to hold on to potassium inside of your cells.
Radio. That Change for Life is all about the small changes we can make to help us live healthier lives. Like being a bit more active every day. Things like getting off the bus a stop early and walking the rest of the way. Or taking the stairs rather than the lift. All make a difference. It gets the heart working and helps reduce our chance of serious health problems like heart disease and stroke. As well as feeling healthier, it makes us feel better. It doesn't have to be hard work. For more ideas to get going every day, search Change for Life online.
And we're going to look at selenium now. And selenium is an antioxidant, which is very important to protect against free radicals, such as carcinogens. It also plays a big role in reducing inflammation. It stimulates the immune system to fight infections. It promotes a healthy heart and helps vitamin E's action. It's required for the male reproductive system, and it's also needed for your metabolism. Deficiency signs manifest as a family history of cancer, signs of premature aging, cataracts, high blood pressure, and frequent infections. Your best food sources will include tuna, oyster, molasses, mushrooms, herring, cottage cheese, cabbage, beef liver, courgettes, cod, and chicken. The best supplements will include a compound which will have vitamin A, C, and E already contained in there together with selenium. Our next mineral is sodium. Now, sodium is essential because it maintains the body's water balance, it prevents dehydration, it helps nerves functioning, and it's used in muscle contraction, including heart muscle, and it's used in energy production, and it also helps move nutrients into cells. Deficiency signs will include dizziness, heat exhaustion, low blood pressure, rapid pulse, mental apathy, a loss of appetite, muscle cramps, nausea, vomiting, and a reduced body weight, and a headache. Your best food sources will include sauerkraut, olives, shrimps, miso, beetroot, ham, celery, cabbage, crab, cottage cheese, watercress, and kidney beans. It is not advisable to supplement with sodium because there is plenty of it in your food. What helps its absorption is vitamin D. Now, the last mineral we want to talk about this evening is zinc, and then we're going to look at your semi-essential nutrients. But in terms of zinc, zinc is a component of over 200 enzymes in the body. It's a component of DNA and RNA. It's essential for growth, it's important for healing, it controls hormones, which are messengers from organs such as the testes and the ovaries. It aids the ability of the body to cope with stress effectively. It helps promote healthy nervous system and brain, especially in the growing fetus. It aids bones and teeth formation. It helps hair to bloom, and it is essential for constant energy. Deficiency signs here will manifest as a poor sense of taste or smell, white marks on more than two fingernails, frequent infections, stretch marks, acne or greasy skin, low fertility, pale skin, tendency for depression, and a loss of appetite. Your best food sources include oysters, ginger root, lamb, pecan nuts, dry split peas, haddock, green peas, shrimps, turnips, Brazil nuts, egg yolk, whole wheat grain, rye, oats, peanuts, and almonds. If you want to supplement with this, amino acid chelate zinc is going to be the most superior product. So a zinc citrate and a zinc picolinate are better than a zinc sulfate or a zinc oxide. So remember, the citrate and picolinate are the ones to go for. Now the helpers, what's going to help zinc to be absorbed, are things like stomach acid, believe it or not, vitamin A, E, and B6, along with magnesium, calcium, and phosphorus. Again, I would just say that you will get formulations that will contain all of these minerals together to help assimilate. Now, I just want to quickly mention the semi-essential nutrients, ones that perhaps you have not heard of before. And the first one I want to mention here is bioflavonoids. Now, bioflavonoids are important because they help vitamin C to work, strengthen capillaries, speed up healing of wounds, sprains, and muscle injuries. They're also very powerful antioxidants. Deficiency signs here will include easy bruising, varicose veins, frequent sprains. Your best food source is going to include berries, cherries, and your citrus fruits. Your best supplement will be your citrus bioflavonoids, things like rosehip extract or your berry extract. And obviously the helper in terms of absorption will be vitamin C. The next essential or semi-essential nutrient is choline. Now, choline is important because it's a component of lecithin, which helps break down fat in the liver. It also facilitates the movement of fats into cells and the synthesis of cell membranes in the nervous system. It also protects your lungs. Deficiency signs here will include the development of abnormalities in newborn babies, high blood cholesterol and fat, a fatty liver, nerve degeneration, high blood pressure, atherosclerosis, senile dementia, and a reduced resistance to infection. Your best food sources include lecithin, eggs, fish, liver, soya beans, peanuts, whole grains, nuts, pulses, citrus fruits, wheat germ, and brewer's yeast. Your best supplement is going to be lecithin, and the helpers are vitamin B5. The next little enzyme I'm going to be talking about is coenzyme Q10. Now, I'm sure you've heard of this in the news before. There's lotions and potions with this lovely anti-aging component in it. Now, coenzyme Q10 is important because it plays a central role in energy metabolism. It improves heart function and other functions. It also helps to normalize blood pressure. It increases exercise tolerance, antioxidant properties, as well as it boosts your immune system. Now, deficiencies here will manifest as a lack of energy, heart disease, poor exercise tolerance, and poor immune function. Your best food sources will include sardines, mackerel, pork, spinach, soya oil, peanuts, sesame seeds, and walnuts. Your best supplement will be coenzyme Q10 in a lipid base, in other words, in a fatty base. The best helper is B-complex and iron. And lastly, inositol. Now, inositol, not many people know about, but it actually is so important. Now, inositol is needed for cell growth required by the brain, the spinal cord, and for the formation of the nerve sheath. It also acts as a mild tranquilizer. It maintains healthy hair and it reduces blood cholesterol. The deficiency signs will manifest as irritability, insomnia, nervousness, hyperexcitability, and the reduction of the nerve growth and regeneration, and a low HDL level. Now, in terms of your best food sources, it's going to be lecithin granules, pulses, soya flour, eggs, fish, liver, citrus fruits, melon, nuts, wheat germ, and brewer's yeast. Your best supplement will be the lecithin granules or capsules. And what will help absorption is choline. And you tend to find choline and inositol as a supplement together. That's all we have time for this evening. Lovely having you with me. Please remember to join me next week when we're going to be looking at sugar, the good, the bad, and the ugly. If anything affected you this evening or you have any questions, please do remember to get in touch. This is Tash from Sail on Health Naturally. Have a good evening. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to this week's edition of Health Naturally, presented by Tash Van Sale here on Radio Wave.